were Rosvita with us today, we would all look to her for counsel and guidance. From the austerity and tranquility of her medieval world, the penetrating gaze of this legendary sibyl of a holy nun would exorcise the horrors which materialize before our eyes in the name of television. If we could only juxtapose one eyeball of this sanctified woman and a television tube, both being roughly of the same shape and design, what a phantasmagoria of exploding electrodes would occur. The images of those lasciviously gyrating children would disintegrate into so many ions and molecules, thereby effecting the catharsis which the tragedy of the debauching of the innocent necessarily demands. Mrs. Riley stood in the hall looking at the Do Not Disturb sign printed on a big sheet of Big Chief paper and stuck to the door by an old flesh-colored Band-Aid.
"Ignatius, let me in there, boy!" she screamed.
"Let you in here?" Ignatius said through the door. "Of course I won't. I am occupied at the moment with an especially succinct passage."
"You let me in."
"You know that you are never allowed in here."
Mrs. Riley pounded at the door.
"I don't know what is happening to you, Mother, but I suspect that you are momentarily deranged. Now that I think of it, I am too frightened to open the door. You may have a knife or a broken wine bottle."
"Open up this door, Ignatius."
"Oh, my valve! It's closing!"
Ignatius groaned loudly.
"Are you satisfied now that you have ruined me for the rest of the evening?"
Mrs. Riley threw herself against the unpainted wood.
"Well, don't break the door,"
he said finally, and after a few moments, the bolt slid open.
"Ignatius, what's all this trash on the floor?"
"That is my worldview that you see. It still must be incorporated into a whole, so be careful where you step."
"And all the shutters closed! Ignatius, it's still light outside."
"My being is not without its Proustian elements,"
Ignatius said from the bed, to which he had quickly returned.
"Oh, my stomach."
"It smells terrible in here."
"Well, what do you expect? The human body, when confined, produces certain odors which we tend to forget in this age of deodorants and other perversions. Actually, I find the atmosphere of this room rather comforting. Schiller needed the scent of apples rotting in his desk in order to write. I, too, have my needs. You may remember that Mark Twain preferred to lie supinely in bed while composing those rather dated and boring efforts which contemporary scholars try to prove meaningful. Veneration of Mark Twain is one of the roots of our current intellectual stalemate."
"If I know it was like this, I'd have been in here long ago."
"I do not know why you are in here now, as a matter of fact, or why you have this sudden compulsion to invade my sanctuary. I doubt whether it will ever be the same after the trauma of this intrusion by an alien spirit."